You're
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 70. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Before we get into it, y'all know, go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Stop playing. Go comment. Go dislike, like it, whatever you want to do, but show us some love. We on everywhere you can find your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, wherever you listen to your podcast, we there.
Anchor, what? YouTube.
Feel me? Make sure y'all go to that Twitter. Make sure y'all go to that Instagram page. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. Follow us, you feel me? But yeah, we're gonna get right into it.
Yes, sir. Bro, right into it, man.
Bro, wanna let bro take
the biggest news we had in the NFL recently is for real, outside of people getting released, Russell Wilson, man. He's growing frustrated with the organization. He's been sacked and hit more times than any other QB, for real, since he came into the league. And he getting tired of that, patchwork offensive line that they got every year. And I mean, honestly, I can't blame, bro. You play quarterback, so it's a longer lifespan for your career, for real. But at the same time, if you getting hit as much as he is, I'm surprised he hasn't been, knock on wood, hurt, actually hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a testament to his training and his durability and different stuff like that. But as many times as he been hit and how many bad hits we seen him take over the years from having that trash-ass offensive line, I mean, it's really low-key, it's a blessing that he hasn't had an injury for real, like a serious joint. Honestly, I think so. But, any team would be lucky to get, bro. Like, at this point, it's only a couple teams that don't need, bro. Like, he's better than pretty much 95% of the league quarterbacks.
You honestly think they would trade him, though? Like, you really think they would trade him?
Do you really have a choice if he's not going to play for you?
I don't think he at Deshaun Watson stage right now. I don't think he there yet, bro. I heard reports that they've been talking and supposedly he cool now or whatever because he didn't talk with the organization or whatever. But I don't see it. I don't see it, bro.
I mean, honestly, I don't see it either. But, bro, that all sounds good until he talk with the organization. They come in the season and do the same exact thing again. That sound good. They got to address stuff. You can't play with that. That's your franchise right there. You literally obliterated your whole defense for real, for him, which wasn't a bad choice necessarily, but you got to make this work at this point then because he got another 10 years left if you could protect him, for real.
Which he said he want to do. He said, I want to play until my 40s and stuff. Like, he trying to be like Tom Brady. So, hey, what I will say is, bro, about that, I just don't see it. It's not me personally. I don't think it's happening at all. Like, you're not getting rid of the dude that we was talking about was the MVP for the first 6 weeks of the season, 6-7 weeks of the season. You forget it. We was talking about he was the MVP, and then Aaron Rodgers just kept going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But Russ is somebody like you can't get rid of Russ unless you get somebody like Deshaun Watson. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, to me, I don't see no way you get rid of Russell Wilson. Like, is what can you get in a package deal that's going to equal up to him and do what he does for your team? No, there's no package. It's, you feel me? And draft picks, you don't know what you're getting with your draft picks. You can mess up on your draft pick. You feel what I'm saying? And get a bunch of bumps. So it's like, that's always a gamble. So it's like, you're not going to get a Russ. It's not easy to get a Russ. And like you said, when you said he was the most, I think he is the most sacked quarterback, right? Since he's been in the league, he is the most sacked. Yeah, he is the most sacked. I think Carson Wentz is up there. Deshaun Watson is up there. But I think he's the most. I'm surprised he spoke up. But I mean, hey, you getting hit like that. I mean, eventually you're going to say something. You feel what I'm saying? So I just didn't expect him to say anything. I thought he was one of those dudes where he was just going to take it out. It was just take it on the chin. It was what it was. You feel me? It is what it is. It was what it was. You know what I'm saying? So,
this past season, he got sacked. What's that? 52 times. Carson got sacked 50 times. Deshaun, 49. Daniel Jones, 45. Matt Ryan, 41. Let me see. 2019, Deshaun Watson 55, Russell Wilson 54. Like, this is crazy, bro. 2018, Deshaun Watson 65, Dak Prescott 58, Russell Wilson 52. This dude is in the top three every year, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
Oh, no, top four in 2017. He got sacked 43 times in 2017. He was number four. This is ridiculous. 2016, he got sacked the most in the league, 47 times. Like, bro, this is crazy.
His linemen not getting no TV. They not getting no Rolexes. They not getting nothing. Damn. Like, I'm like, what?
Bro, this is crazy. Just looking at it, he's literally in the top four since Colin Kaepernick was a starting quarterback. Like,
wow.
And that's a long time ago at this point.
Wow. Yeah, so I mean, like I said, hey, well, it's not so surprising when you bring up them stats, it ain't so surprising he says something. He probably feeling the effects. Like, listen, man, they tearing my ass up every year. I can't do this no more, man. Cause it's like Pete Carroll and them dudes, they keep prioritizing that defense, and it's like they trying to make sure they keep getting defensive pieces and they paying their defense, and they don't care about that line. So I mean, he says something, I think it's going to get taken care of, bro. I honestly don't believe, because I feel like you get rid of Russ, the whole Seahawks crumble, bro. Like, what are you going to do without Russ?
Nothing, because he's the whole offense.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Because your running backs get hurt every year. You can't depend on your running backs. Every goddamn year, Chris Carson get hurt at the wrong time. Rashard Penny, how many times this man been hurt? Since he been hurt since he got in the league. He probably got hurt the first preseason game and ain't been healthy since. I swear every time I see his name, it's an injured next to it or it's something next to it. Inactive always. So
that's a fact.
Without Russ. That's what I'm saying. It ain't happening, bro. There's no way they're getting rid of that dude. And Russ, Seahawks go downhill. Y'all done. Y'all done for it.
And then if you still don't address the line, even if you get rid of him, you probably still not going to address the line. Who you going to put back there that's going to be able to give you the production he give you running for his life all year, every year?
Know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing they did with him. They're going to go draft another quarterback that's probably just like him, prototype dude, like, you feel me? Like, and do the same thing. Like, oh, well, we won a Super Bowl like this. Like, we went to back-to-back Super Bowls with this, so let's just keep prioritizing the defense. Who knows? But I just don't think they're getting rid of us. That ain't happening. Unless they get rid of and then they go draft one of these quarterbacks this year, like, or maybe they like
Justin Fields, somebody. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was saying the same thing you were saying. I was saying maybe they like Trey Lance or Justin Fields or somebody.
Yeah, or the dude Zach Wilson from BYU. Maybe they like those dudes, and maybe they want to start over. But then it's like, why? Like, like, what? Why would you? Why start over when you still got Russ? He can still play. He's still in his prime. Like, why not just protect that man?
I mean, you just grab some offensive linemen and you know, give Russ another 10 years and figure it out elsewhere. Like,
or damn trade or something. Like, really show this dude that, yo, we're trying to protect you, bro. Like, we trying to make sure you good. You feel me? You can't. He's not playing 10 more years and getting hit that much. Like, bro, like, there's no way. There's no way he's playing 10 more years with that. But
he keep being top four in sacks taken every year. He'll be done in another five, if that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know, that's, he doesn't have a crazy injury getting hit one of those times. You know what I'm saying? Knock on wood again, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's just not a good goddamn thing. So, shout out to Russ, though, man, for speaking up, bro. Because I ain't going to lie, I didn't think he was one of those. That's probably Sierra in his ear, like, ooh, listen. Listen, we ain't having this, yo. You ain't going to be coming over here with the CTE and all that. You better make sure them up. Protect you. I ain't know all that goody two shoe. I'm just a nice guy. And hey, buddy, like, speak up for yourself,
buddy.
Like, that's how he is, though. We ain't going to trip, though. He don't look like that. Hey, buddy, type of guy. Like, you feel me?
Nah, he's definitely a bud type of guy.
Yeah, what's up, bud? Like, what's up, bro? Like, what's up, bro? But you feel me? But
nah, that's a fact.
That's feel like cool. And they didn't totally miss a something. And shout out to him for actually doing it.
So. Shout out to whoever's in his ear, too. I mean, it's probably Sierra, like you said, but even if it's not, shout out to whoever it is, for real, for real.
But I mean, I know you wanted to talk about Russ. I don't know if you got anything else for Russ, but I wanted to talk about JJ Watt getting released, because that's crazy to me. It's like, and what I wanted to speak on is that I thought it was real funny. They try to castrate my man, Deshaun Watson, for wearing out. But JJ Watt went out and everybody is, yay, commending him. And yeah, I'm so happy for you. Yeah, get out of there. And it's like, where was all that energy when Deshaun Watson was trying to tell y'all this? Like, he trying to, like, I got to get out of here. I ain't with this. Like, now JJ Watt get released and they mutually part ways, though. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, they're not just going to release JJ Watt if he don't want to be released. But
right.
Like, I just felt it very hilarious how, like, the whole narrative changed with, like, JJ Watt. Like, it's like, well, why can he request to get released? But JJ Watt, I mean, Deshaun Watson request to get traded. Like, I don't get it. It's just because he's not getting the money. So would Deshaun Watson just supposed to forget all of that money or something like that and just be like, you know what, just release me and don't pay me $100 million? Like, what? Like, I'm confused at what this man is supposed to do. Like, they both wanted out. They both went about it the same way, but JJ Watt is, everybody's congratulating him and tell, I'm happy for you and all that stuff. But Deshaun Watson needs to just shut up and just take the money. Like, I don't get that, and I hate it, and I do not like that. Like, I think it's so whack that they do that. That's one thing that I peeped from as soon as I saw them get released. But besides that, I think it's good for JJ Watt. He got to get out of there. Right. It's about a rap for him. He didn't waste it his whole career in Houston, and it's a shame, but it's a shame. I'm so happy that Deshaun Watson not going to do that, though. He learned early, and I ain't wasting my whole career in this motherfucker, like. So, like I said, it's good for JJ Watt. Like, that's what's up. I was picking my guy, going crazy, like, trying to think about who could he be with? Like, I don't know. I'm about to ask you, bro. Like, who do you think he should go with? Like, go team he should go to?
What team he should go to? Best chance to win? Honestly, I don't know, bro, but I did see DeAndre Hopkins tell him to slide to Arizona so they could finish what they started and try to win a chip. I did see that.
Arizona ain't making noise right now. They ain't making no noise right now. You know where I think he should go?
Where?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he piling on to nothing. It ain't like he, you feel me? Their defense ain't that good. So it ain't like he, JJ, I going to go over there. They got everybody. No, they don't. They defense light.
Right. I seen Cleveland wanted him too. That's not a bad job.
Ooh.
That'd be crazy.
Oh my. Oh my.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Miles Garrett and JJ Watt together. Ooh. Yeah.
That's nasty.
And they both go all over the line too. So you could put them anywhere. Ugh. That's nasty. Now I like that, bro.
That's I don't know. I mean, my thing is wherever he go, as long as he healthy, he gonna make that defense better. Like, it don't even matter where he goes.
Oh, yeah,
as long as he's healthy, as long as he on the field, he gonna make that defense better, because JJ Watt be hooping.
Oh, for sure, bro. For sure. Bro ain't no slouch, bro. Man, you feel me? Like you said, as long as that man healthy, he hooping. He out there balling.
And that'd be lovely if he'd be healthy for the next 5 years and get somebody the twilight of his career and go stupid too, because he ain't been healthy in Houston for a minute.
I just want him to do the whole bandwagon thing and go to Tampa Bay and shit. Like, don't do that, bro. I don't want everybody.
Tampa got the money, bro.
My favorite player, Adrian Peterson, he talking about he want to play with Tom Brady and all that. And that's cool. I ain't going to lie. AP do deserve a ring. But I don't want everybody going to the Bucks and all of that. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's be competitive now. Like, we're not going to all just chase the Bucks and all that. Yeah, they wanted. Yeah, they got it, but come on, bro. Like, it's anybody's game. Like, it's anybody's Super Bowl now. Like, we're not going trip. Like, everybody got a shot. Now, when Tom Brady's on the Patriots, I always felt like them motherfuckers was going to win that job, but everybody got a shot, man. But
yeah, as long as he don't go to Tampa Bay, I'm cool too. For real. Tampa Bay, I think that's the only place I wouldn't want him to go. But I don't even think they got the cap room for him, for real. But hey, man, like you said, it's crazy, man. They killed Deshaun for the same thing, but you know what that is. He's a quarterback, and
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess you don't want your franchise quarterback to leave. I guess you know, your cornerstone that been there for 10 years is free to leave, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but
crazy.
The Panthers also got rid of Kawan Short. I mean, that's not J.J. Watt level, but I think he could
Ain't two-time Pro Bowler though. He definitely was in the Pro Bowl like 2-3 times, bro.
Yeah, he was. I think he was right. Two-time Pro Bowler. He definitely definitely a good stopgap player. He could help somebody out for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He's gonna be somebody's Ndamukong Suh. He's somebody. He gonna sign to somebody for probably veterans minimum or something like that and hoop out. I think he probably gonna sign with the Cowboys. Cause y'all love signing people like that.
I mean, that'd be a good look. We need somebody in the middle to stop the damn run. Everybody else acting like they scared.
Yeah.
Definitely need him.
Y'all missed the Leighton Vander Esch too, though. But that's a what's name for another day. That's a conversation.
I think he was hurt all season, bro. Because when he came back,
y'all really missed him this season, bro. Like, y'all need him. He a stud, bro.
He is. Because even when he came back, he was still playing kind of scary. Like, he didn't want to re-aggravate nothing. So I kind of felt like he was hurt the whole season for real. But, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, the Pouncey twins retired together. I just thought that was fire, and I wanted to bring that up.
Oh, that's super dope, though. I saw that. Yeah, shout out to them, though.
Facts.
Years, they were both 13 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
And my last thing on the NFL, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Vincent Jackson. I ain't really want to get all into it and all that, but he was 38, and, you know, rest in peace to bro.
That was crazy, bro. That hit out of nowhere. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what the? 38 years old? Like, and, like, the story, I don't know what the story is.
I ain't even try to find nothing. As soon as I see it, I was like, damn, that's – I don't even want to know what happened, but that just sound crazy. 38 dead in the hotel room.
Yeah, who knows what the story is, but just rest his soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, rest in peace to bro. That's crazy. He was definitely that bull when he was over when he was in the league, man. I fuck with him.
He was on the Chargers, and he used to be snapping on the Chargers, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he was on Tampa Bay too. That was but when he's on the Chargers, that's when he was a fantasy bull. Like, yeah, I definitely remember. I had him on my fantasy team a couple times.
He used to be snapping.
Bro, he used to hoop. But yeah, shout out. I mean, rest in peace to them, bro. Condolences to the family as well. But
condolences.
We can hop on to basketball, you feel me? It's a lot. It ain't a lot, but it's a lot of little stuff going on. And I guess we can start off with, I don't know what you want to start off. I just was gonna say the AD thing, the AD injury, because I think it's a wrap. Like, it's a wrap. Like, for the Lakers, chances at a repeat. Like, it's out. My brain is already like, all right, who's going to be in the chip now? Like, I'm not going to lie to you, because I feel like this the same injury that he hurt, like, that he injured last year. Remember in the finals, he injured it, and he looked back, and I was like, damn, I think it might have been his Achilles, but they called it his ankle, bro. I think he's been dealing with this since last season, bro. Like, in the finals or whatever. I don't know if it was the finals or the semifinals. I don't know what it was. But he had got injured. And I remember seeing it live. He had looked back, just like how KD did, how everybody looked back when they tear their Achilles or they do something to their Achilles. He looked back at that joint, and he was hopping off, and he hopped off to the side. And I said, oh, no, he probably tore his Achilles. You feel what I'm saying? And now it's funny, he having all these Achilles problems this year. Like, that's wild. So I think he's been dealing with that the whole time. Like I said, since last year. And he's been trying to fight through it. And now it's chalk. But what I am going to say is their championship chances are chalk too. Because that's an Achilles. That's a big dude. I don't see. Now, of course, we see KD come back off of it and all of that. But I'm just talking about, like, KD Torres, John got surgery and all that. Even I'm saying came back. He's nursing an injury that keeps popping up. Like, he keeps re-aggravating it. So I don't know now. That's supposedly supposed to be holding him out for 2 to 3 weeks. After the All-Star break or something like that. And then they gonna reevaluate him and see. But bro, honestly, I'm praying to God, like, I pray that he can play because it's going to be trash. Like, I want to see Clippers, Lakers really bad again and all this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I want to see these matchups. But if he, yeah, bro, if bro injured, bro, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Lakers have no chance to win anything without AD. I don't even think they get to the Western Conference Finals without AD because they depleted their team for this man. And it's like, unless, I don't know, what do you do? I heard they're supposed to be trying to get Mo Bamba. Like, that doesn't do anything. Like, to me, like, that don't do anything. And I love Bron, it does. But he's 36, man. I can't expect him to do this again. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he need help. And if he don't got AD, it's, I'm sorry. I don't care how many role players he got. Montrezl had all this Schroeder. All the, it's not happening. It's not, it's not happening.
Respectfully, I mean, bro need to just pack it up and get surgery, but I know he not going to because it's Bron there. You got to try to, you mean, cherish these last couple years with Bron for real, so you trying to win the chip every year. So you know he going to try to play through it or whatever. But like you said, it's an injury that keep popping back up, and my fear is that it's just going to fucking explode, just like KD shit did. That's my fear. It's going to explode. And then he's going to have to get surgery, and he's going to be out for a year and a half, 2 years, and Bron's career going to be over by the time he get back. Like,
yep.
So, I don't know. It's a lose-lose situation for real, unless it's really just whatever they calling it, bruised or whatever, and it really heals or whatever, but shit, I would be very precautionary with this type of injury.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I probably, like you said, I would pack it up this season. Like, you know what? AD, we just going to let you stay out for like, he probably be out 8 weeks fucking with me. I'd be like, listen, we just going to have to, we going to have to buckle down and get these wins without him. But we need him for the playoffs. Fuck that. I'm not about to bring him back for the regular season just for him to tear his Achilles. You know what I'm saying? Now we really done. Like,
facts. Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough situation. You stuck between a rock and a hard place. One way. Yes. I don't know. I'm just hoping that he's good, man. I don't really want to put none of that on his jacket. I'm just hoping that it's actually a bruise and it actually heals and he can actually come back and, you know, compete at the highest level with his teammates. But like you said, if it's no AD, it's no Lakers in the probably, like you said, not even in the Western Conference Finals. I don't think they get past the Clippers, the Jazz, the Nuggets, a couple teams without AD. Like, at this point, I know it's Bron. I know it's Bron. But like you said, we talking about 36-year-old Bron. We not talking about 25-year-old Bron that's about to play 48 minutes a night and be able to give you 40 points. And like, I'm sure he probably could still do it, but he's going to have an off night here or there at this point. I know he's in amazing shape. He spent $1 million on his body and all that different stuff, but Father Time caught up to everybody eventually. Like, that's kind of crazy to expect that from him this season, to me anyway. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, not sure. I'm trying to think who they got. Like, it's nothing you could replace AD with. I mean, you got Schroeder, so that was a great pickup, especially with if AD is really hurt, because Schroeder be hooping. What do you have, like 22, 24 tonight, something like that? Schroeder be hooping, but I'm trying to think who else y'all got big man wise. Montrez.
And I see why the Clippers got rid of him.
Why?
Because he's a liability on defense. Energy though.
Nah, he doesn't give you energy. He's
not a good defender at all.
Yeah, he energetically get cooked. That's the thing.
Yes. He's the hypest I ever seen get cooked. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he be out there, his dreads flopping everywhere, and he's getting cooked.
Marcus.
Who like that too? Jay Crowder. He like a big ass Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder be doing the same thing. He supposed to be a defender. He about to get cooked.
Yeah. Let me see. Keith. Y'all got Keith, Harrell, Mark Gasol. Kuzma got to be the one that step up. This Kuzma time to shine.
I'm about to say, you ain't even say the name I expected. Yeah, it's his time. Hey, cool.
Jalen Horton Tucker.
No, I'm talking about Kuz.
Yeah, Kuz definitely got step up, man. But he not AD though. We not going to even act like he anywhere close to AD.
But we don't need him to be AD. We need 15 points from him. That's all we need. We need 15 from you. We know Montrez going to get a little bit more. We know what Montrez could do, though. He pick and roll guy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
15 and 5 every night, for real.
Him and Bron in the pick and roll, we already know. He can get his buckets. Like, he can get a quick dub. You feel what I'm saying? Just off dunks.
He giving you 15 and 5, no doubt.
So it's just like, it's Kuz. And like you said, I think it's between Kuz and Schroeder. Them two guys step up because Marc Gasol ain't giving you shit.
Nah, he going to be Marc Gasol.
That man Marc Gasol, I swear to God, you know, bruh, I don't even want to swear to God because it's with gambling and all that. But, bruh, you don't understand how many times that man Marc Gasol messed my ticket up. All I needed was this man to get 5 points, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 5 rebounds, stuff like that. That's how trash Marc Gasol is now. But I don't know. Maybe he can step it up on the offensive end because he doesn't get the touches.
Good luck.
Get more touches now, and maybe he'll get more threes and stuff like that. You know how he was in Toronto. So I don't know. But I think it's Kuz, though. Kuz got to step up.
Shit, yeah. Kuz got to be the one, bro. I'm looking at the active roster right now. Kuz got to be the one. I don't see it. Like,
he got to show them why they kept him over B.I., like, because we know it would be.
Kuz and Caldwell Pope got to be consistent. He got to get back to his finals run form. He was hooping.
Well, I mean, he is what he is. I don't really get mad at great defenders about not being consistent on offense when they not like a superstar. Because it's like, bro, he doing what he do, bro. He's doing what he great at, bro. Like, he hit open shots and he's a great defender. He's a great perimeter defender. Like, I don't really mad at. I don't expect no offensive outpour from them type of dudes. And when they do, I know it's an automatic dub. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. He definitely. I'm just saying, he got to give me his career averages or something. Like, he averaging 8.5 this season. For his career, he averaged 11.5. Can we get them extra 3 points, baby?
Usage is going to go up.
I mean, yeah, it definitely did. But he also went 3-11 tonight. Bro got to lock in a little bit. But you know how it go when somebody like that get injured for real. One of the big dogs. Everybody else usually rally behind the team and start playing better. So that's what I'm hoping for. Because if the Lakers really start, I mean, if they could get a lot of wins without AD, I think – that could determine how much longer they let AD sit out, even though that shouldn't be the determining factor with an injury like this. It's going to be. Like,
yeah. I hope they free my man K-Cock too. Pause. He's a center on the Lakers, but free him, bro. Free my bro. I don't know. Is he in the G League right now?
Nah, he was on the roster tonight. He ain't getting no
roster, right?
Pick, though. Yeah, he was on the roster.
Yeah, free my bro K-Cock, bro. Like, also real rap. You know who he remind me of? Robert Williams from the Celtics. But just a little bit better on, like, I say defense. Because I like Robert Williams, but I feel like he give you that energy on offense. You know what I'm saying? He'll give you a couple plays on defense here and there. But yeah. I feel like K-Cock, he all right, bro. Shout out. Free my bro. Like, real rap. Shout out to bro, man.
Matter of fact,
let me get some tickets. You know
who the Lakers really need?
Ooh.
Need the Cavs to not trade Drummond and to buy him out instead. Drummond?
They can't pay for that.
If he get bought out, they can. For a year at least.
Yeah.
For the rest of this season.
Yeah, but that's not happening. The league wouldn't let that happen, bro.
Probably not, but that is crazy. Y'all need something.
I heard the Nets He's supposed to be going to the Nets.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Or if they, I don't know, somebody gonna get bought out, and the Lakers gonna be in the market for him. That's for sure. Somebody gonna get bought out.
I hope he do go to the Lakers, because I hope he don't go to the Nets. That's going to be annoying. Like, oh, my God. And I'm not even scared of Drummond, because Drummond ain't got nothing for Embiid, so I don't care. Like, that ain't making no difference really either, because he be getting cooked. It ain't like that's making y'all defense that much better. That's making y'all offense even better. And I wouldn't say Drummond's a playmaker, but you can kind of say that, because he gets a lot of boards. He can start to fast break a lot. So, I mean, I guess you can add playmaker to his build if you want to.
Can you talk about playmaker to his build? We going to relax on this.
Because he's not really a defender. So, it ain't helping the Nets with defense. So, I don't see why they would want Andre Drummond. But I would love him on the Lakers, though. That's exactly the type of dude they need, man.
Next. I was about to ask about I don't know why randomly this name popped in my head, but I was about to ask where Hassan Whiteside at, but I just figured out he was Sacramento, and he had 26 and 16 the other night in 24 minutes. That's wild.
Yeah, because he was playing against the Nets.
Yeah, exactly.
It's barking chicken against them if you're a big man.
That's a fact. Sheesh. Yeah, he ain't do shit against the Grizzlies. You right. Damn. My man went all the way downhill. He was starting for the Heat. Now he a bench player for the Kings. That's tough. I mean, still in California, though.
And he's getting that money. He's still getting that bag. It don't matter. They just don't. But, he just became a lot. Because they wouldn't let him shoot. But supposedly, he's saying he know how to shoot, but they just won't let him.
Yeah, all right.
I'm like, bro, if you really know how to shoot, you don't think they would let you shoot the ball, bro? Like, Serge Ibaka went from being strictly defense to, man, he can shoot. Why? Because that joint chicken. Like, it's chicken. Right. Like, it's legit. Like, fact. If your joint was chicken, your coach wouldn't be like, yo, shoot it. Shoot the three.
That shit, that's bro. A fact. Coach would be yelling at you.
That's obviously bro.
Shout out to AD, man. Hopefully he, you know, come back healthy. Hopefully it's not what we think it is, but. Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah. All we like you said, all we can do is pray for the best, bro. That's all we can do with that.
Facts, but we could get into Drummond and Blake, man. I mean, they kind of in the same situation, getting benched until, you know, they figure out what's going on in the future, trade partners or whatever. How you feel about that?
Hey, I think it's crazy because I don't know. It was last season. Yeah, it was last season. I said something about Blake getting traded and that he didn't want to be in Detroit and all that. And I was like, I think we talked about him a couple episodes ago. He's talking about, he was like, Blake giving you 13 and something now and all that. You feel what I'm saying? It's really a shame what happened to Blake, but we all knew what was going to happen once his knees fucked up. We all knew what he was going to turn into. But Blake is actually, right now, I don't think he's done, but I just think he's playing unmotivated. Like, he's not motivated right now. Like, he doesn't care, like, because he know I'm on Detroit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And now they just brung Jeremy Grant in, and he's the star player now. And it's like, well, I'm not going to disrespect Blake. He's not the star player. Blake is still the star player, but obviously they gave that man, what, they gave him, like, 70 mil or something like that? So, obviously, Jeremy Grant is the way they trying to go. So, I mean, I didn't expect them to sit Blake, but I kind of did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of did. I didn't think Detroit was going to actually do it, but it's like, I guess they see what I see. Like, yo, this man don't want to play for y'all. Like, you can see. He never wanted to get traded there. And he just, he wanted to get out. He went out. So, I don't like the way teams do that shit, but I mean, if they mutually agree to do it, then, hey, what you going to do?
Yeah, and that's
it. But I just want to say, I want to see Blake on the Lakers, because I thought they would have a better chance at getting Blake than Andre Drummond, because it was funny that you said Andre Drummond to the Lakers or whatever. I'm like, I think they got a better chance at getting Blake. If Blake get a buyout or whatever the case may be, get bought out or whatever, or even if they might trade him to L.A., but nah, they going to win a lot for him or whatever. They going to try to kill the Lakers for that, but whatever the case may be, I hope Blake get bought out and go to the Lakers, though, because bro need to play for a contender. And Drummond, we were talking about Drummond. Drummond, I mean, if he comes to the league, that'd be love, but Drummond can go to a lot of teams, bro, and he'd be all right.
Yeah, he just gotta go somewhere that want him for real. Like he definitely could go to the Nets. He a younger DeAndre.
He goes to the Trailblazers.
That's dead. Nurkic about to come back and Cancer be snapping.
Oh, he ain't. He is not about to come back, bro. They supposedly he supposed to be out for the year. He might be out for the whole year, bro. I just was watching the game the other day and they said that shit. And Zach Collins hurt too. The other big man, white boy, he hurt too. So
well, never.
I would like out there. And they got and Nurkic, he just got the injury bug, bro. Every time they need that man, he injured, bro. Every time, bro. So why not go get Drummond? Get him Nurkic and something else. He can't trade an injured player, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, Drummond would be crazy on your team. You know, Drummond grabbing you 15 boards a night and giving you 15 points.
That's what I'm saying. You going to grab at least four or five offensive Jones, and you already know who he's kicking them bitches back out to. He kicking them out to CJ and Dame. So that's a scary thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah. He could, yeah. Like you said, it's a couple teams he could go to. He go Portland. The Nets need him. Yeah, it's a couple teams, bro. He could I don't even want to say it, but he could go to the Celtics. I don't think they got the assets or want to trade the assets for him, but they could use a big man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams he could really be used by for real. So yeah, Drummond gonna go somewhere, but Blake, like you said, yeah, he definitely unmotivated, bro. 13 points, Blake better than that. Even if he not dunking no more or whatever, he probably still can dunk too. He probably just don't care to. Like, what am I dunk? What am I putting on the show for y'all in Detroit for? Like, fuck out of here. Man.
And I'm talking about before Rona. Even nobody had to get.
Why am I?
I'm going to tear my knees up more. Ah,
y'all brought me here to the box office. Psych, y'all thought.
Yeah.
Psych.
But I was going to be jumping skis in Detroit. Nah.
But since we're on the topic, shout out to Draymond for speaking his mind. What was that, last night? About the trees.
Yeah.
We do players, but the way they try to crucify the players when the players do it back to them. Shout out to Draymond for speaking his mind. And he spit all facts.
Draymond, man, chill. Kicked out the league. You gonna kick in the league spitting facts like that all the time. You know they don't like when you spit facts like that.
I don't care. Didn't he get his bag already? That nigga don't care.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got his bag.
He got his back. Draymond's smart, bro. I'm sure Draymond got something set up already outside of basketball, like multiple things. He not worried about that, bro.
Partners with LeBron, bro.
He's not worried about that, bro. Like
LeBron just passed the billion mark, too. I know I said it on one of these episodes. I said I think he about to make $1 billion. He just passed that shit, too, in career earnings. He passed $1 billion, so.
I ain't got a
shout out to
got $1 billion.
Real rap. So shout out to bro, man. But like Draymond, yeah, he business partners with Rich Paul, LeBron, and all of them. You mean Bev Carter? Like he not worried about none of that.
Y'all kick him out the league if y'all want to. That's gonna look bad on y'all.
Right. And then he just gonna be on TNT talking shit about y'all on his show with Chuck with Charles Barkley.
Real rap talking crazy. But nah, he spit all facts though. That was all facts. Everybody tried to crucify Harden. Everybody talked shit about Kyrie. But then as soon as you know the coaches or the owners or whoever got the decision making and sitting the players don't want to play them so they could try to find a trade partner. It's all
not even all bro. Great. Like he said Boogie found out in the interview and Harrison Barnes found out mid-game. They was in a game. And they came up to him and said, yo, we not about to sub you in no more.
All-star game interview.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's about to play in the all-star game. Well, he wasn't about to play, right, because he was injured, right?
Yeah, I think he was hurt. Yeah.
Was he? No, he wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt, bro. No, he wasn't hurt. We tripping. This is when he was in Sacramento, bro.
Okay.
Remember? He was in Sacramento, and they was playing. The all-star game was in New Orleans, and they traded him to New Orleans, and that's why I remember because they asked me in the interview, and he was like, "Oh, well, I guess I love New Orleans." I remember that. I remember that's exactly what he said. He said, "Oh, well, I guess I love New Orleans." Like I said, Oh no, they just traded that man mid-interview during the All-Star break. He played in an All-Star game. How you trading? That was crazy. Didn't tell that man nothing. But yeah, shout out to Draymond though for saying that.
Speaking of mine, I salute him because they be tripping with all this extra double standards and shit. Fuck out her.
Yeah. I always like that with these leagues, man. You know how these dudes be. Oh, we signed you to a contract. You have to oblige by the contract. But then if they, then you ain't producing. Oh, yeah, we're going to release you. Sorry. We're going to go a different direction.
Fact.
Like, no, I thought we had the contract. Like, I thought it was a contract. You can't break the contract. Like, if I only want to break the contract when it benefits them, like, fuck out of here. We're not stupid. Like, we see it.
Mm-hmm. I just had a couple more topics for real, Brody. I know which one we should end on. We should end on the Sixers. I already know that.
Yeah, I ain't got much to say. It ain't gonna go long or nothing about the Sixers. You know what I was gonna say, but go ahead.
Just some news. 4 players from the Spurs tested positive for COVID. So they next 3 games is suspended, and the next 2 games postponed. The next 2 games for Charlotte postponed because of contact tracing. And I wanted to real quick talk about the Nets. The Nets are 9-1 against teams that are 500 or better, and 8-11 against teams under 500. I just thought that was a crazy ass stat, because it's like, when you talk about playing up or down to your competition, they embody that clearly this season so far. And I know they had a lot going on. You got a lot of different shit. You had Cobra Kai sitting out some games, and then you got KD keep getting contract tracing for COVID or whatever, and now he done hurt his hamstring or whatever. Now Kyrie sitting out tonight, actually, again. KD out tonight with the hamstring injury still. Like, I know they got a lot going on, but
about a Sun effect. Is they still losing to the Suns?
Yeah, they getting cooked, bro. It is, if they stop showing me Jay Crowder stats, it's 87-67. They getting cooked. But so they about to be 9-2 against teams with a winning record. But I just thought that was crazy, bro. Like, I mean,
that is a wild stat.
Yeah, I don't think it's nothing that's going to affect you in the playoffs, because by that time, you know that you got to take all your competition seriously regardless. But yeah, if playing up and down to your competition, that's the same thing the Sixers do too sometimes. So yeah.
Almost sometimes, all the time.
Most of the time.
That's our DNA. That is our DNA.
Facts. But yeah, I just thought that was a crazy ass stat. And the Jazz, number 1 in the power rankings. Shout out to them, I guess. You think they going?
He said, and shout out to them, bro. They hooping, bro. They playing great basketball. Shout out to Jordan Clarkson. Oh my god.
I had a follow up question though. You think that's going translate into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's just what we need to translate is Donovan Mitchell hitting big shots. Utah always play great basketball in the playoffs. Come on, man. They always play a team game. They play great defense. They move the ball. They always play like that. It's about Donovan Mitchell hitting those big shots. Donovan Mitchell folded. You forget he was folding in the bubble.
I'm not forgetting
nothing. Games, but y'all was up 3-1 playing. They folded too.
That's a fact. So, I ain't forget. Clarkson going to be the difference. Like you said, shout out to Clarkson.
True. But I don't think it's about. I think we know what he is now. He's your scorer off the bench. That's man of the year too. He's sixth man of the year.
That's what he is.
Yeah, got 6th man of the year. You know he gonna come out with that bench unit and give you what you need. He giving you at least he giving you 15. Jordan Clark, you gotta be averaging 15. I know you.
He probably averaged like 17, 18.
Yeah, it's just up to me. Is Donovan Mitchell? Are you gonna hit those big shots? Are you going to show up? And not to say that he doesn't show up all the time and all that. I ain't trying to play Donovan Mitchell like he ain't clutch, but the verdict is still out on him in the playoffs in clutch moments. Obviously, he gave up a 3-1 lead. So anybody that give up a 3-1 lead, oh, hold on, play. I don't know.
Yeah, Clarkson
You know what I
averaged
mean?
18 and 4 boards off the bench. 18, 4 boards, 2 assists.
He's a bucket. He's an automatic bucket. He was cooking the Sixers the other night. And
Who
B
would
was out there. I'm like, all right. All right, B. I mean, not B. I'm tripping.
Ben?
Ben. Yeah, I'm talking about some B. Yeah, Ben out there cooking. Ben was trying, but.
Ben was acting how we be wanting him to act when be healthy.
He can't do that when B healthy. Yeah, he can, though. That's the crazy part. He
Skinny,
can.
bro. He
He
was doing it
can.
with Dwight Howard in the game. Dwight Howard is all in the paint. Like, he not even stepping out to the 3-point line.
Yeah. Shout out to Doc Rivers for unlocking Embiid and Ben Simmons. Well, I can't say Ben Simmons because that was unlocking Ben Simmons because I
I
never seen a play like that. I said, wait, hold on. Why is his head going down every time? His head was going down every time. I'm like, oh, Ben Simmons, are you evolving before my eyes? Like, are you evolving before my eyes, bro? He was yo head down, downhill. We know you unstoppable. How many times me and you done said this shit? He's unstoppable when he put his head down and stopped looking for everybody else trying to get everybody involved. He's unstoppable. And if
He's
he
aggressive.
just do that one half, they gonna be scared as shit. Like, damn, what do we do? He been going downhill on us all day. Well, do we go for that pass or do we guard Ben Simmons? And that's when the Sixers are gonna win the fucking chip. Like, it's no way to guard him and Embiid at the same time. There's no way to do it. If he play like that, it's no way to stop us. And then Tobias is playing out of his mind too. So it's like, I'm not even adding him to it because I don't know what he's gonna do in the playoffs. I don't care what he's doing in the regular season. That's cool. I know he gets to play. Can you imagine Ben Simmons and Embiid just snapping like this? That's 60 points every night, basically.
Yeah.
We just need everybody else to play their role. Shout out to bro.
Yeah, like you said, shout out to Doc, shout out to Ben, man. If he just, man, all we've been asking for years is Ben to just be aggressive, bro. Like, when he's not aggressive, he makes the game so easy for the other team. Like, it don't make no sense. And not being aggressive as in drive and kick, be aggressive and look for your own shot, my brother. Like,
It's because the defense is playing five on four, basically. It's like, all right, we know he's gonna run down the floor real fast, but he ain't gonna
and
do nothing. He's
pass,
just gonna kick
right.
the ball. So let's just make sure we guard the shooters. We already know what they're trying to do. We already know what Ben Simmons do. You know what I'm
Right.
saying?
In 2K and your man get by you and you tell your center, don't even worry about him. He going past it anyway. Like,
Right. Yeah. Just stay out there. Stay attached. Just stay
right.
attached.
He's about to pass the ball anyway. Let me see. You had anything else, bro?
I was about to say, we can get up out of here, bro. I ain't even got nothing else for NFL or NBA. Ain't been a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Oh, one last thing. Shout out to Stephen A for going on his Dame Lillard rant, because that's facts. Dame Lillard need to be in
Yeah.
all conversations. Whatever
It's
conversations
crazy.
you have in Dame need to be in
NBA.
there. Whatever conversations you have in Dame need to be in them, Jones. I don't care what point guard, MVP, whatever. Dame need to be in there. Clutch, all that. Dame need to be.
Dame should have won MVP that year that he took that his team and they was the third seed. They started off the beginning of the year real bad. I don't know if you remember. They started off real bad, and I think it was like 2, 3 years ago. And he ended up grabbing that third seed that year because Dame went bonkers. And this is when I guess they first start calling him Logo Lillard and shit. This is like around that time when he first start shooting them shots.
Right.
Yeah, like Dame that year, I feel like he should have been in the MVP because and the West had so much competition that year. It was just like I'm a next episode. I'm gonna tell you exactly what year it was. But
Yeah.
yeah, Dame should definitely always be in the MVP conversation just for the simple fact that he's in the West and his team is always at least a top four team. Like last year, I'm gonna just say they always a playoff team. I ain't gonna say to do the top three or whatever, but they're always a playoff team. You gotta be in the conversation, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, as
They gave
long
you
as you,
for that one little
that's what I was
season.
about to say. As long as you make the playoffs in the West, it don't matter. You can win MVP. Because what
Yeah.
they were the seventh seed?
No, they had the fifth seed.
The year when Russ won MVP?
Yes, sir. They went the fifth seed. I'll never forget that. Yeah, the fifth seed, bro. I'm telling you.
Take your word for it. I ain't about to look that shit up.
The fifth. It was the fifth. You can look it up too. Anybody watching this think I'm playing? Let's go look it up. I'm telling you.
I believe you. I ain't looking that shit up, but I ain't got nothing else, bro. I just wanted to give Dame his flowers.
Oh, all right. Oh yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Go support bro, man. Respect,
you loyalty,
money. You hear me?
Yeah, I see you with that thing, though. Spotted in the RLM. You feel me?
Sure. Go follow the page. What is it? RLM Clothing?
Yes, sir.
Go get in tune, man. Stop playing.
Real rap. You feel me?
Shit, but I'm done, bro. I ain't got nothing else. We can wrap this up. It's episode 70. I'm just saying, bro. I'm Earl.
Stop, man. Everybody get out of here.
Sir, we get at y'all next time. Peace.